good Friday morning. It's the John and Dave show. 5 minutes late because, of course, we had to go to Starbucks after a workout. Good morning, everybody. Where's my handsome bestest friend in the entire universe, John Acuff? Well, he's here. I'm sorry I'm late. I hope he still wants to do the morning. A little extravaganza that we've got here called the John and Dave show. John, are you there? Oh, it wouldn't be a Friday morning with John and Dave if there wasn't a technical thing happening here. Hold, please. Let's see if we can get John on the old line. How's everybody doing? Good Friday morning. Good start to the day. Let's hope so. Waiting for John. John says, I'm here. That's so odd. Okay, so I'm requesting John to come in. Hey, John, come on in. Krista says she'll join, and it could be the John and Dave and Krista show. It's nuts. What is happening to technology this morning? Happy Friday. All right. Maybe not. Let's try again. Oh, Martin wants to come in. Feels like it's not the Dave and Martin show. Why, John? Why is the internet doing this? Jackie's 29 today? Jackie, happy 29th birthday. What are you doing today for your birthday? I mean, besides losing the last 3 minutes of your life waiting for me to get John Acuff on the old show. I mean, it feels like really the technical advisor of the John and Dave show should be fired immediately because we're still having problems. Good morning from Wyoming. Hello. Happy Friday. John's trying. I'm trying too. Kelly's heading to Austin next month for her 15th wedding anniversary. All right. Well, I mean, Heidi's sitting in the car doing her makeup. If she's watching this, she should walk on in. We could do a Heidi and Dave show until John comes in because this just is the worst. I wonder why, Instagram hates us. It really is. It's given us trouble. Rosa, good morning from Long Beach. Patrice, good morning from Oregon. What's up in Detroit? Invite you? I have invited you. I've invited you multiple times, John. I'm sending a request to you. Please, come. Come inside. Come to this. John said invite him. I know. Hi, Sarah. Good morning. IG doesn't want to do anything. Dr. Diane in San Diego checking in, making sure everybody's doing well today. I don't know, John. I don't know why people inside the Instagram universe just hate us so much. It's a technical difficulty kind of day again. What in the world? What's on people's minds? What's going on? Let's not waste this time over hanging out. Hey! Wait a second!
Dude, come on.
I was nervous.
Well, I just getting punched in the stomach all week by tech. I don't know what I did.
It's not right.
No, it's not good. I'm so glad we made it. I kept just hitting, let's request it and be like, and then a red mark would come up and go, we didn't send that. We didn't even tell Dave. We're not even telling him. That's what it would say. I was like, you son of a... Like, you know what we need? We need MySpace or Classmates. Classmates.com never had this issue.
Classmates? What's Classmates.com?
You don't remember that? It was like the first, like, it was the very first, like, before MySpace. It was like an online yearbook, and it was called Classmates.com. And I think they had 7 users. But if you wanted to connect with one of those 7 people, if you knew them, if you were like, oh, there's Cheryl from the Y, that was convenient. It was helpful. Dude, before this, I was doing a live Q&A about perfectionism on Crowdcast, and the video wouldn't work for the first 10 minutes. And it was about perfectionism. And I was like,
perfect.
And so then I finally figured it out. And then 10 minutes in, somebody said, does John have like a big piece of white fuzz on his head? And dude, like right on top of my head, like, and it wasn't like I'd been breakdancing this morning, you know, where like you could get your head dirty on the floor. No, I wasn't filming the Breaking 2 Electric Boogaloo. And anyway, I was just like, this is. So then when I came here and I couldn't get in, I was like, oh man, oh man.
It's what we were talking about last week. The internet has a feeling when something is about to break.
Yeah, they
We're
know, and
right on the cusp.
they want us to not go viral. I feel like every week we say virally kind of things that a lot of people would like, and they go,
No.
no. Big tech is keeping us down. We're getting deplat. We've already been demonetized. We haven't made any money, and
None.
I blame that on big tech somehow.
None. No
That's yeah.
sponsors. Nothing.
No, Tonal. I saw a Tonal commercial the other day on TV, and I was like, I know you have money. Like I know you have
You're
some.
spending money on traditional advertising. Why not
Oh,
unconventional advertising?
traditional is dead, man. This is where it's at.
This is the next frontier.
Oh, this is the frontier. Okay, so I have questions.
Let's go.
I know you have answers. So the first question is, if you were going to make a signature candle scent, so I don't know if you want to call it the Dave Hollis. In my opinion, I'm calling it Hollis because it sounds like. Oh, like it sounds like somewhere rich people live. Like, oh, have you been to Hollis? I have. The trees there are old and mature and lovely. You have to make a candle scent, signature scent. What's the scent?
I actually think it's like it's two candles that are inside of a jar together, one of which is butterscotch and the other of which is bacon. And then they just like come together to create bacon butterscotch scent in your bedroom, and you are literally, not
Yeah.
figuratively, in heaven.
So let me ask you this. Does one melt first and then they go into each other, or is it simultaneous wicks?
Simultaneous wicks, they come down together. And
Yeah.
as the scents go in the air, they swirl together like a twist at McDonald's. And now you have the scent of both butterscotch and bacon inside of your nose.
So the 2 days that the McDonald's ice cream machine is working, that's what you're referring to?
Twice a
Okay.
year,
Yeah,
that's
twice.
what I'm talking about.
Yeah, because everyone watching this has tried to order ice cream at McDonald's and they'd be like, it's not working. No shit, it's not working. So okay. I think that's an amazing candle
Bacon
smell.
scotch. Bacon scotch is what it's been called.
Bacon scotch. That's good. You should TM that. You should. Was there a candle manufacturer right there? Is that who you're looking at? Is that
Are you the one that makes the candles in this family?
Yeah,
Yes,
exactly.
I can
Is that
learn.
your that's
I
a
can
candle
learn.
pour? Okay, this one's a little more serious. Dream guest for your podcast. You have a podcast. A lot of people know that. Dream guest.
Well, I mean, one of the guests is going to be the woman who's standing in the room over my shoulder because the story of how we met, Heidi and I invited her to be a guest on the Rise Together podcast for a conversation about divorce when I had not yet met her in
Whoa.
real life. She came to the house. We sat in this chair and that chair, and I was unable to even utter words because I was still so early in the process. But it
Yep.
began our friendship that turned into more than friendship. And
I
so the
had no
podcast
idea.
episode that has never been recorded, she's going to be a great guest, being able to talk about and tell the story of all of that.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
Beyond that, I'm fascinated by politics. So like finding someone who has previously been a president, who has had insight into like the CIA or something like that, like I want to be able to ask questions that they could, of course, never answer, but just
Sure.
like hang out and maybe off the podcast, learn a couple of things, and then on the podcast, leave some breadcrumbs.
Now, would you accept like Guam? Like, I don't know if Guam has a president, but we like former president of Guam, is that in the mix?
No,
No.
no,
Oh, wow.
no.
So screw Star Wars, screw Harry Potter, also don't care about Guam.
Well, here's the
Wow.
thing. I'm
Oh.
sure that Guam is amazing. Now I'm going to get letters from everyone in Guam. I
Oh,
just don't know
yeah.
enough about Guam to be really excited about it. I
You
could find
don't,
out that
yeah.
Guam is the most interesting country in the world. Guam may be the spokesperson for Dos Equis soon. I don't know. But
Yeah,
what I'm
they don't.
saying is, I would like to talk to somebody that I have I don't know. I need to have a lot of information about the thing that I'm going to be asking questions about. I don't know anything about Guam.
But here's the thing, it's small. So I have to assume gathering Guamish information is very easy. Like we're not, I mean, like it's a
Eric's telling us that
physically.
Guam's a part of America. So the president of Guam is the president of the United States.
Is that, do we trust Eric as a historian? Is he, is that in his bio?
I know that every person listening here knows more than the two of us, period.
That's actually true. That's actually very factual. So you know what? I'm gonna take his feedback on that. That is fantastic. Oh, this one's tough, and maybe I'll discover an additional large section of pop culture that you don't like. Who do you think is the best Batman?
Who do I think is the best Batman? I don't like Batman movies,
No,
but
you do you really not?
well, it just if it can't happen in real life, it can't be a thing that I really enjoy. And Batman couldn't happen in real life.
Wait, so that means all of Marvel, all of DC movies, you're like, nobody can fly, so I hate Superman?
Yeah.
No. Dave, for somebody I know who can dream and has a big imagination, it has borders. It has some hard borders right now.
My imagination has very stringent, has to have an ability to take place on the planet kind of rules.
But Batman can. That's where you're wrong. Batman is actually the only one where he's just a rich guy with discipline. Like
Is
he
he?
is, yeah. Like, I mean, I'm not saying he could disappear as easily when somebody turns, like when Commissioner Gordon turns his back and Batman's gone. Fair
All right.
enough.
All right.
But,
You know what? I'll give it to you. Batman is the exception to my imagination rule.
So
But
who's the
I'll go with
best?
Ben Affleck because no one liked him as Batman, and someone needs to like Ben Affleck.
I feel like he's done pretty well. Like somebody's liked him. I mean, he's like, isn't he dating
J-Lo's liking him right now.
J-Lo again? Yeah, who? I mean, you think a Glee 2 is on the books maybe?
You know what's crazy? Like J-Lo, just for 2 seconds, like J-Lo gets out of a relationship with A-Rod and could literally go out with any person on the planet. Ben Affleck calls her. Like, number one, Ben was sitting there like, when's this going to break up? He calls her like the day that things break up, and they're just like, boom, back together again.
Where do
Like,
you, how do you feel like Mark Anthony feels about all this? You think he's
oh,
somewhere like he's writing a song?
he's dancing a salsa to this. He
Oh,
thinks
he
it's
is so good.
fantastic. Because he's
I'll tell
just
you
he likes
what.
to be entertained.
Those hips don't lie. I'll tell you that about Mark
Having life
Anthony.
forever. Where's
Yeah.
Shakira today? Exactly.
Ooh, I don't know. Not maybe in Guam. For all I know, she likes Guam.
Might not be.
Unlike you. That was a so you say Ben Affleck. I think people say Michael Keaton, but I don't know if I agree with that. I like Christian Bale. I didn't like the voice he did because it felt cheesy. But Christian Bale is one of those
Christian Bale
dudes
was
that.
amazing. I actually, I probably would say Michael Keaton if I was being serious.
Yeah, Michael Keaton, I think was a great Bruce Wayne, but that's a different question. So see, now we're getting super nerdy where you go, who is the best Bruce Wayne versus Michael Keaton? Okay, so we're getting off track.
Getting deep.
I it is pretty deep.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So here's another question. This one's a little more personal. Where does your drive come from? Your drive. So like the things you're doing take drive. Writing a book is not easy. Like I saw somebody today. It was like somebody like giving author tips, and it was like one of the, you know, a simple way to grow your author platform is to write more books. And I was like, oh, okay, that is simple.
That
Like
it?
why didn't I think of that? I'll start the tippity toppity. Like, let's go. Where does your personal drive come from?
So, the thing I've been like really connected to in the last year or so's worth of time is this like question I keep asking, how do I feel about myself when I'm by myself? Like, big
Oh,
question, but if
yeah.
you can get to the bottom of why you feel the way you do when you're by yourself, then maybe you can engineer a way of feeling better about yourself when you're by yourself. And the way that I've felt the best about myself on the days that I put my head on the pillow and I'm like, yo, this was a good day, it's the days when I have been able to live fully in integrity with who I know I was put on this planet to be and how I actually showed up for the day. And so I just, again, especially in this last year, it's like, what am I going to do next? Or what am I doing now? The question keeps coming back to how can I honor the intention of my creator? Right? I think every single one of us was created with very, very specific tools, talents, experiences. Like, there was no mistake in how each of us was created. Mm-hmm. And so then if the creation had intention, how you honor that intention with your actions each day end up being the like big answer to life's question. So that's part one. The second big part, I am someone who leverages negative visualization, which is a very, very bizarre thing. Most people are positive visualization. I'll cast a vision in the future and I can like see the good, and the good makes things better. And I am someone who I can imagine birthday dinner with my kids and like with all of the people that matter in my life, but my adult kids 20 years from now. And a tradition in our house is that we raise a glass to each person who is having a birthday, and they say the things that they are proud of or how they've made an impact in their life. And I can visualize two versions of the dinner. One version where, hey, I'm 65. Everyone is crying. They're so proud. They've been so profoundly impacted. I'm the best grandpa now to their kids, all these things. Or I can see the version of the dinner where not all of them show up. Those that do don't have much to say. And that, like, that negative visualization, that's the thing that gets me up. Like, I don't feel like it today. Like, oh, you better feel like it because you got a dinner to be at in 20 years.
Yeah.
And that, like, that's super motivating to me.
Well, you know, I wrote about that and studied that in a book I wrote, where there's two forms of motivation. There's reward and consequence. Or another way they say it is approach and avoidance. I do these three things, I approach this reward. I do these three things and I avoid this negative situation. And that it's really fascinating that different people are motivated in different ways. So for me, there's times where I bought a pair of ski boots when I finished a book, because I was like, that'll be the reward. Because if you've ever rented ski boots, it's like renting prisons for your feet. Like, your feet are like, what did we do wrong? I get always like I always think like too, like when I, you know, like that they are just tortured. So I was like, I'll buy the ski boots. That was a reward. But when I give speeches, what motivates me is the fear of bombing. Like, I love the clapping, I love the laughter, I love that. But my nightmare is I'm on stage, I've got 60 minutes, and I'm done in 10 minutes, and it's just 50 minutes of me being like, you guys like queso? Like, what's the deal with Batman? Like, that is my nightmare. And so I think part of our job as individuals, as humans, is to go, the things that I do in my life, the things I might not want to do, how do I add some reward? How do I add some consequence, depending on which one motivates me the most? And where you see that, like where leaders see it, is one of the worst moments you'll have as a leader is when you try to motivate somebody with the wrong form of motivation. So you give somebody a reward that's not reward motivated, and they come off as entitled because that's not their language. That's not their currency. And so like, I remember a woman I worked with at Auto Trader, they gave us orange iPod shuffles. And I remember she was like, oh, this is such a dumb color. And I was like, usually a company gives you a chocolate shape of their logo at the end of the year, or like an acrylic, you know, like paperweight. And I was like, we got an orange iPod shuffle. And I was like, she's entitled. But no, that wasn't her value. They could have given her 100 iPod shuffles. It wouldn't have moved the needle because it didn't motivate her. So I love that that's the way you think about it. Super, super cool. Okay. I've already asked you that one. I've got so many questions in here. Okay. You've got a month to write a book without distractions. In this story, a month to write a book. Where do you go? Like, and minus kids, like, this is a story, like, there's no, like, I'm going to be back and forth. Like, you're given an isolated month to go write a book. Where are you writing it?
I mean, this is such a lame answer, but I'll show you this. I wrote the entire book that I just turned in on the chair that I'm sitting in. And
the dog there that whole time?
The dog was there guarding the house, making sure that no one would mess with me. Like, I'm lucky. I'm fortunate, blessed, whatever. I have a backyard that is the place that I would write. And in real time, I'm actually like, I'm putting like a little guest house. So like, if my parents want to come stay or whatever, but on the second floor, there's going to be a studio that overlooks all the green. And that is going to be the place where I'm going to write, because it's the thing I know that I'm on this planet to do. I love these kids. They're amazing. If there was only a single thing that makes this, like patio of peace thing that exists in my backyard, not an ideal place. It's that they come home from school, or here we are in summer, you know, like I'm thinking about like, how do I work inside of this house for this entire summer? I don't know. So I'm going to finish up on that, but I would write right here, because this is there's so much good here. There's so much, like, to be honest, like writing this last book, there was so much emotion in this house that sitting in this house that I was also talking about the transition of my marriage inside of the book, not like in detail, but like the emotion of that change. Mm-hmm. It was great to be able to like tap into it just sitting right here on this chair. So I do it here.
Can people pre-order the book yet?
They can. I mean, the thing is, I'm going to do so many cool pre-sale incentives, and I think we're making those available in July. So, like, we'll get to it. But, I mean, you could if you wanted to. You'd still get the incentives anyway.
Because I want to – I'm going to be a hype man. Like, when you're able to, like
– Save the hype, man.
This
save
is,
the hype.
We can promote on this. Like, because I have a – I want to say, like, I have a challenge I'm about to do about perfectionism that I think everyone who's watching this would absolutely love. So, like, come with me, acuff.me/challenge. Like perfectionism, 5 days, acuff.me.me. It's the least cool website. It's up there with .org, but whatever. acuff.me/challenge, 5-day perfectionism challenge. So when you have stuff that you're doing, I totally want to make sure that we go, hey, the book, because I just endorsed it the other day.
Yes, and, you did.
So I'm excited about it. The illustrations look gorgeous. I think people are going to love it. So I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be super fun. All right, last question. What is a hobby that you'll think you'll get into when you're older? Like when you're an older gentleman, when you are that 65-year-old grandfather, what's a hobby that you're like, I could see me really being into blank? For me, it's birding. I think I'll be super into
birding.
Yeah, I think that's happening. Like I think I'm going to have binoculars and a vest. Like I could see like that train has left the station. It just hasn't come yet. But I'm going to do that. I'm going to be into birds.
I can tell you, I was thinking about it. The thing that it's not going to be for me is birding. So
that is ridiculous. Why don't we call this joyful things Dave doesn't like and John asks him about them?
Like, I just don't know. I'm not judging you, but I'm super judging you. This is the thing you want to do with your life. And I want to celebrate you.
They're like, I heard somebody once say, they're like, if you want to understand the creator, if you want to understand God, you know, get a bird feeder because you're going to watch, you're going to have access to a million mile migration in your backyard and floating art. Like we've never created an airplane or anything that'll ever rival the ability of a robin to burst into the air and 1,000 different feathers. Like, so you're very wrong about birds are dope. Snakes, I'll agree with you. Like your backyard is like, when you just show me your backyard,
Hacking
I could practice
snakes.
I could see so many snakes, so many rattlesnakes, and y'all have serious snakes, but what are you going to get into? So not birding, but there's other stuff.
Well, here's the thing. Like I want to try to do something in woodworking. Like I want to build end tables. Now my dad is a contractor. My brother, a Finnish carpenter who's worked with my dad, taken over my dad's company since he's retired. Mm-hmm. I can barely swing a hammer. Like I just have no like skill whatsoever. And yet,
did that cause tension?
No. I mean, like I would work in the summers with him. Like, hey Dave, get up on the roof. I'm like, I'm afraid of the roof, you know, like I wanted so badly to be close to him. And so like, I ended up becoming the guy that was like in charge of sanitation. I learned how to drive the dump truck, moving the stuff that was being cleared from the site to the dump.
Cause you know, that happened with Michael Jordan. If you read his book, he wasn't good at fixing cars, and his dad and his brother Larry were, and his dad would say, go inside with the women. And that shame, like that became a wound, but it also became this like, I'm going to crush my brother Larry at basketball. Like it's a really interesting,
thing. I was so comfortable acknowledging that like hammer swinging towards nail hits thumbnail. Like I knew very early on, like this isn't my thing, and it was their thing. But I also, My dad gets so excited for even like the project we're doing here at the house. Like he like saw the plans and thinks about the design, and and that's just like, it's in his blood. And so then there's this part of me that's like, I'd love to tap into that thing. I know it has to exist here somewhere. And maybe when life slows down and I create a little shop, then I can start like building little end tables and refinishing, you know, old things I find at a junk store. And it turned it into something that I can be proud of, because the very few times that I end up going on like a Home Depot mission and I make one small change, the pride that I feel like, look what I did. The sprinkler head has been replaced. Yeah. I'm here. I feel so proud. And it's because I very rarely do those things. I just don't have it in me.
Well, part of it is most of our work is digital or virtual and not physical. So when you create a physical thing or you change a physical thing, I'll tell you, and we're almost out of time. When I first got married, I thought I could make my wife a nightstand. I was like, how hard can that be? I got no plan. I got a catalog, like a Restoration Hardware catalog. I was like, I can make that. And then I was like, I'm gonna carve a topiary into the front. Let's add wood, like carving. I bought like 7 pieces of wood and a jigsaw and like 10 other items that weren't connected. I came home and I made the heaviest, most nail-filled box you've ever seen. I brought the wood to like a 6-year-old named Cosmo Percoco, best name ever. And he was like, this wood is all warped. They shouldn't have even sold you this wood. So he was like, I'll help you make it. So I was in his shop, and eventually he's like, get out. I'll deliver it when it's done. And so we still have that nightstand. And if anything, it's a testament to my optimism that I could be like, I could probably pick that up like today. Like, let me just, what do I need? A jigsaw? Like, I'll buy one of those. So I salute your ability to do that eventually. I know that is that's not coming,
We'll
but I
see.
love it. I
We'll
love it. Well,
see. I want to
dude,
make you an end table one day, you son of.
let's go. Let's go. I would, this is always fun.
Sorry.
We got to do it. We should probably say it starts at 10:36 ish. That feels more
We,
realistic.
you know what? We worked out this morning. I
Tech,
had to go to
no, it was
Starbucks.
tech.
I mean,
It was the
like,
tech.
hi, no,
Like,
I mean, Heidi knows that Starbucks, like the people at Starbucks, unlike anything I've ever seen. It's unbelievable. So like, if we aren't there by a certain time, they send people out to look for her. They're
Yeah, they're like,
worried that
what's
something
going,
has happened if we don't get to
where is
Starbucks by a
she?
certain time.
Well,
So.
I love this. This is always fun. A lot of people I've heard have said, like, it's even better than with Carlos. And I'm like, that's weird to say specifically, but I mean, that's what I'm hearing on the streets. Yeah. So a lot of, yeah, a lot like in the street when I'm buying milk, like my milkman came over the other day. I was like,
Why
hey,
you gotta call Carlos
yeah,
out
it's
by
weird. It's
name?
weird. Yeah. 'Cause he's amazing. Like, as soon
He
as I,
is.
he is so good, dude. Like, I think everybody should follow him. I love, like, I've known him for 10 years, dude. Like, so I'm such a huge Carlos guy. And we both
So
lived in
great.
Atlanta, and so I love that you love him too. But Dave, have a great rest of your weekend.
You too, buddy.
Heidi, goodbye. See you guys.
Take care, brother.